Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
97211.
You might have your first and last name.
Patrick Henry.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
1709 Northeast Blue Heron Drive, Portland.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, I do see here you have the Orchard Bar. How may I help you today?
What do you show that I have ordered? I'm not aware of any order that I made with you.
Okay, you pay $7.45. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store.
For joining what?
For joining the factory direct savings store.
Spell that out for me, please. I don't recognize that.
For joining the factory direct savings store. It's an online store.
How do you spell it?
No, factory direct savings store.
I need to write this down, and I don't understand. Spell the name of the business out for me.
Factory.
Spell that.
FAC.
FAC.
TORY.
TORY. Factory.
Direct.
Savings.
Store.
Saving. Is there an S after the saving?
No, saving store.
Store. Okay. And they believe that I have subscribed to something. What is it that they believe I subscribe to?
Okay, who is they?
The Factory Direct Savings Store that sent a charge out to my bank.
Okay, so basically it's a membership.
Membership.
You said what about your bank?
Well, they charge $49.97 against the bank, and the bank flagged it because these online gimmicks where they get you to click on something and they think you're agreeing to become a member. I didn't ask for any membership in any factory direct savings store. And if I sent $7 out for a free gift that was supposed to be a gift, I was only paying for postage. That didn't qualify the Factory Direct Savings Store to put me on a membership list.
Okay, so basically,
go ahead.
Well, you can go ahead.
I was going to say, basically, I want you to cancel this membership that they think I subscribe to and take me off their list. That's deceptive advertising. Can you do that?
Okay, so what is it that you were saying about your bank?
Well, I got bank charges from Keto Express, whatever. Is that the online identification that this Factory Direct Savings Store uses? It says Keto Express Affordable EG. And then I called the telephone number. It's in California. Is that where you are?
Yes, sir.
That's the number I called when I got you. They call themselves Keto Express Affordable EG. What would that be?
Okay, just so one moment. Okay, so what I can do for you, I can get that account canceled.
Okay.
And I have confirmation.
Yeah, okay. What confirmation?
And that would be C for Charlie.
Okay, hold on. C?
258.
258.
770.
770.
491.
What was the last one?
491.
491. Okay, that's my confirmation of cancellation. Okay, and can you tell me anything about what this Keto Express is supposed to be all about? Why do they use a name like that?
Okay, what's the charge? Is it, you saying that's the name on the 4997 charge?
There was a 4997 charge, which the bank denied. I think that, I'm not sure. They may have authorized the 745 charge. But that would have been shipping or something.
Have you disputed the charge?
Pardon? No, the bank flagged it and denied it because it was a strange charge to appear on my bank account.
Okay, have you disputed the charge with them?
Well, I talked to them and I said I never heard of these people, so they're not paying it. But I'm disputing it with you. In case you try to put, your company tries to put another charge on my account, I want it canceled, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, so you haven't disputed?
Disputed what?
The charge.
Which charge?
Okay, so I'm referring to the 4997. So you saying that you have?
That because they denied it. I don't need to dispute a denied charge. The bank's not paying it. And I told them, yeah, good, don't pay it. I don't have to dispute it. I'm going to have to go through a dispute process with the bank over that.
Okay, so it's showing that the charge did go through. It wasn't declined. But what I can go ahead and do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund.
I don't want whatever it is. I don't want a refund. I just want you to cancel it altogether. It should not have gone through. These online things are scams. You're working for a company that's running a scam.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund.
You can offer me whatever you want. I'm not going to pay any of it. I want you to cancel all of it. Do you understand? That's what this number that you just gave me is supposed to do. It's supposed to be a cancellation. Isn't that correct?
Okay, what I can do for you. Well, I'm counseling. I'm getting the account canceled, but I'm offering a 35% refund.
Well, you market whatever you want, but I'm not paying anything. I'm canceling the whole $49.97.
Okay, well, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Are you done? Are you done with your process?
Do you agree to the 50% refund?
No, I don't want any refund. I want a complete cancellation.
Okay, well, I did fully refund you, and your account has been canceled, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, can you send me an email with all that written down?
Cancel up to 24 hours for you to receive that email.
You have all this on print, right?
Okay, that's correct, sir. It will appear in your account
email
within 3 to 5 business days, and that email can take up to 24 hours.
All right, that sounds good. What was your name?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny. Well, thank you, Destiny. You have a nice day.
And I have that confirmation for you to write down.
Is it a different number than the last one you gave me?
Well, no, sir. It's the same confirmation.
Okay. C258770491, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I got it.
Hey, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too, Destiny. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.